Hey.
Check out my new magic box, huh? What do you think?
Is that one of those boxes where you step into it and you disappear?
Totally.
I love it.
Yeah, the amazing Houdini came to me in a dream. He said, good man, you've got all the makings of a great magician. You like to work with your hands. You got lots of free time. All you need now is like a great big box.
How soon do we get to the part where you disappear?
Right now. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to witness an amazing feat of magic. I'll need a volunteer from the audience. Young lady. Have we ever met before? No. Say no.
No, we've never met.
Huh? You see? A complete stranger. Now come, Dana Berger. Step into the box.
Cody, no.
Oh, come on. You're gonna love this. Don't say no. It's gonna be totally cool. Now, in the immortal words of the amazing Codini, dude, I'm in a box. See? I rigged the light to turn on as soon as the box is locked. Pretty cool, huh?
Fascinating, but how do we get out of here?
Ah, we just push the magic button right here. Huh? And the amazing Codini will now push the magic button.
It's not opening.
The amazing Codini is definitely stumped. Dude, I know what it is. I forgot to hook up the magic button outside. Dudesy, we're trapped.
Help! Help! Oh, Carol?
Yeah?
I don't think I can go with you to this beauty convention. I think I'm getting sick. Would you see if I have a temperature?
Yeah, Frank, it's really high. 127. And it smells like coffee. Get your jacket, Frank. We're going to this beauty convention.
Oh, come on,
Carol. Frank, I have gone to every contractor's convention, hardware show, and plumber's picnic in the world. The least you can do is show a little interest in my work.
Well, can I just pretend to be interested when you come home and tell me about it?
Frank, you can't miss this. It's Hair Spectacular 95. You'll be getting a sneak preview of all the new fall conditioners.
The fall conditioners? Holy rinse and set, Carol, to the Batmobile. We gotta get these conditioners before they fall in the hands of the Riddler. Come, come.
You know, Mom, if men were more interested in hair care and less interested in guns, there'd be no more wars. Yeah, well, I'll spread the word at the Hair Spectacular.
Hey, JT, we're gonna go shoot some hoops at the high school. Wanna come?
Can't you see I'm watching the baby?
Well, then I guess you would have noticed that the baby just spit up on herself.
Hey, Al, something's coming out of the baby!
Oh, man, if that's the way you took care of me, I'm lucky I'm alive.
Yo, JT, this bites. Why am I doing all the dirty work? I thought you were the one in charge of the baby.
I am in charge of the baby. That's why I'm ordering you to clean up the baby.
Dipstick.
Hey, Al, check this out. The Yum Yum Baby Food Company is having open auditions today in Milwaukee to find the new Yum Yum Baby.
So,
the winner gets $50,000. We gotta go for this.
JT, no. I don't think Dad and Carol are gonna want us taking the baby all the way to Milwaukee.
As her agents, our take would be $5,000.
I'll drive.
Yes.
Oh, dude, you've been yelling for like the better part of an hour here, and I'm pretty sure there's nobody out there gonna hear you.
We'll do something. I've gotta get out of here.
All right. I'll use karate to break through that wall. Get it! thank that dude at the lumberyard. This is killer wood.
I don't believe this. I'm gonna die in a box with Cody.
Come on, Dana Berger. Check it out. Look, eventually somebody's gonna come into the garage and discover us here, okay? So all we gotta do is figure out a way to pass the time, you know, until they discover us. I got a killer idea. Why don't we tell each other our life stories?
I don't feel like it.
Cool, because I wanted to go first anyway. I remember on the day I was born, a doctor accidentally, like, dropped me, and I was still attached to the umbilical cord. Yeah, that was my first bungee jump. Yeah, man. Hey, good thing that floor of that delivery room was made out of rubber, else I would have had some serious brain damage from that guy.
Slobber City in here. All these bald drooling babies look the same.
Yep, but only one of them has JT Lambert as her agent.
Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew Owens, Executive Vice President of Marketing. I'm going to do a quick review of the baby so that we can all get out of here. To Chubby, to Goofy, to Pasty, to...
Matthew, buddy, JT Lambert, Lambert Talent Agency.
This is Lambert Construction.
Yeah, well, we share a building. Let me cut to the chase. This little angel here has got to be the next Yum Yum baby. She's meeting with Steven Spielberg tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, he's talking about building a whole franchise around her. You know, movies, theme parks, lunch boxes. It's big, huge.
I'll take that into consideration. Not bad, cute nose, maybe. Without the boogers. All right, thanks for bringing the kids in. We got pictures on all of them and your home phone numbers. We'll call you when we made a decision. Drive carefully in the rain.
God, I told you this was going to be a waste of time. Look, I'm going to go get the car and leave it by the front door so Lily doesn't get soaked in the rain.
Good idea. Matthew. Excuse me, coming through. Matthew, buddy. Look, I just got paged by the office, so the Spielberg meeting's been put on hold. We're wide open right now. Yeah, we're ready to ink this thing in if you are.
Listen, kid, I have been drooled on, pooped on, and spit up on. So do me a favor. Get lost.
Okay, but you're taking a chance. They're very excited about her over at Disney. Jerk. No brains. They're all morons. Idiots. They're just idiots. Why would they... Oh, my God, the baby. Come on, Lily.
Oh, look, honey, another room full of shampoo. Golly, whoever thought we could have so much fun at a beauty convention?
Frank, you can spend the whole time complaining about how bored you are.
Oh, come on, Carol. Watching hair grow is more exciting than this. Can't we go home now, huh?
Go home? We just got here. Don't you want to see the demonstration on facial hair removal?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to watch him pluck a big black hair out of some old bag's lip.
You know, you've been negative ever since we left the house. I thought you would find some way to show just a little interest in my work, but obviously that is not possible.
I'm sorry. I am trying my best.
No, you're not. You're being a pain in the butt. So why don't you just go to the hotel bar and watch sports all day, and I'll come get you when I'm done.
No, oh, honey, no. I'm so... No. Yes!
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I just have to tell you, you've got really beautiful hair.
Really?
Oh, yes, it's so vibrant and bouncy, and there's nothing sexier than a man with bouncy hair. Huh. Oh, I'm Tiffany. Huh. I work for Eurohair. Could I interest you in a free hair analysis and scalp massage?
Yeah, well, actually, I was just on my way out to watch a football game.
Oh, it doesn't take very long. It's really quite invigorating.
Really?
Here, let me show you.
Okay. But I really don't have a whole lot of time. Oh, right there.
Hey, Al, Lily's due for a pit stop, all right? Change her.
did the last pee patrol. This one's all yours.
Fine, you give me a diaper.
JT? That's not Lily.
What are you talking about? Are you crazy? Of course it's Lily.
Oh, yeah? Then what's that?
My God, she's a boy.
Idiot! JT, this is the stupidest thing you've ever done.
I know. Dad almost killed me when I lost his hammer. I'm really gonna get it for this one.
Look, we've gotta find Lily.
You're right. Okay, look, I'm gonna drive back to the baby food company, see if she's still there, okay?
JT, phone.
Look, just tell whoever it is I can't talk right now. I'm driving to Milwaukee.
No, you idiot! Call the baby food company!
Oh, good idea. You are so smart. Somebody should have put you in charge of the baby. Hello? Hi. This is JT Lambert. Yes, I lost my baby sister there earlier. Yeah, and I was wondering. Oh, really? Oh, thank God. They got her. Well, great. Well, do you have our address? Okay, great. All right, thanks. Bye.
What'd they say?
This kid's mom is at the agency with Lily, okay? They're on their way. They're going to be here in about an hour.
All right, well, at least we know Lily's okay.
Yes, thank God. You know, well, none of this would have happened if you weren't so greedy for that $5,000.
Shut up!
Now, the final step to your hair revitalization is the application of Hmong moisturizer.
Is that from the Hmong dynasty?
Oh, I'm almost done with them.
Yeah, so am I.
Hi, honey. Tiffany is just stimulating my follicles.
I can see that. Excuse me, I want to borrow Frank's follicles.
Yeah, Tiffany, this is my... Wow.
What do you think you're doing?
Come on, honey, I'm just trying to get into the spirit of Hair Spectacular 95.
Oh, yeah, right. You're bored when you're with me, but Miss Eurotrash here gets her hands on you and suddenly you're having the time of your life.
Well, what was I supposed to do? These hair spectaculars are a total snooze.
Oh, like your trade shows are a thrill a minute? Hey, it's the basin, tub, and toilet show. If you can wash in it, bathe in it, or pee in it, we've got it.
It's a lot more exciting than the wonderful world of hair care. I'm not going to come to any more of your stupid things again.
Well, then fine. I'm not going to go to any more of your stupid tool things
well,
again.
Well, then we won't go to each other's business things ever again.
Fine. Did we just solve our problem?
Yeah, I think we did.
Oh, Frank, we do so many things together. Why do we have to drag one another to our business things?
Carol, I think this is my fault. I've been dragging you around to all my stuff so long, I didn't stop to think about how bored you must be. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, I probably should have told you instead of putting on my supporting wife smile. Well, did we just waste a whole day?
No, not necessarily. Why don't we buy a bottle of Hmong moisturizer and head home and stimulate each other's follicles?
I could use a little extra body.
Oh.
Two bottles of beer on the wall. Two bottles of beer. You take one now, pass it around. You got one bottle of beer on the wall. One bottle of beer. You take it now, pass it around. You got... No more bottles of beer on the wall. We did it, buddy. So what do you want to do now?
Well, Cody, I don't know about you, but I'm going to see if I can squeeze through that light socket. What's that?
It's my cellular phone. balls right now. I guess.
Answer the phone!
Hello? Codeman here. Hey, dude! Hey, guess what, man? You're not gonna believe this. I'm stuck in a box right now. I'll call you back later.
Give me that!
Man, where are those people with Lily? They should have been here a half hour ago. Some people are so irresponsible.
Oh, good. Maybe that's them. Ah! It's Santa Carol! What do we do?
Okay, okay. Let's just cover the baby and let's act casual, okay?
Okay.
Casual.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. How's it going?
Great. Everything's great. How about you, Al? Everything great?
Oh. Great. Has a baby.
He's great.
He?
She. She. I meant she. I said he because I forgot the S.
Why is she covered with a blanket?
We didn't want to get her dusty.
This is not Lily.
Well, sure it is. You know kids, they grow up.
Where's the baby?
You're gonna laugh.
JT, you've got 3 seconds to tell me where Lily is, or I'm gonna rip your tongue out and throw it on the barbecue.
Well,
Baby! Baby! Where's my baby?
Well, we took her to an audition for a commercial, and we brought back the wrong baby.
You what? Oh, God!
Okay, don't worry. This kid's parents are bringing her back.
Guess we're grounded, huh?
JT, this is the stupidest thing you have ever done in your whole life.
Gary, this is the stupidest thing you have ever done in your whole life.
Jeffrey.
You know, Dad, there once was a time when you'd really nail me for doing something like this. But you didn't. I think that shows real growth on your part.
JT, I'm going to give you a 5-minute head start, and then I'm going to hunt you down like a dog.
Okay.
That's enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, I will now assist the great Codini with the amazing Swords of Death trick. Observe. Sword number one, right through the box.
Dude, that's worse than sitting on your keys.
And sword number two.
Whoa. I know how shish kebab feels.
And now I remove the swords. And voila.
Dude, I am like totally unharmed. Maybe a little bit thirsty, that's all. Huh? My lovely assistant, Marquini, huh? That's it.